Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still should be a lot of fun. Looking despite at the standings here for the NFL and NFC playoff pictures. So let's run through this. Right now, this moment, most likely scenario is that Washington's the 7th seed. The way they clinch before they play is if the Tampa Bay Bucks lose at 1 o'clock to the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, by the way, have been frisky. They're 3-4 in their last seven, with among the four losses, a near win against Kansas City, taking the aforementioned Bucks to overtime in a loss, should have won that game. And then they almost beat the Eagles, which doesn't really count. I get that. Horseshoes and hand grenades, whatever the saying is. But if our guy who eats raccoon, Xavier Leggett, hangs onto a football at the 2-yard line, they beat Philadelphia.
I can't believe he brought that into the locker room the other day. Would you have tried it if he brought it in when you were on the beat?
Definitely not. It looked disgusting.
It looked like extra stringy, super dry pulled pork.
Exactly what I was thinking. Like, darker, though. Pulled pork is white, yellow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
There's a color. It looks like a pork. This looked like beef. This was a dark brown, stringy, almost like cut-up Slim Jim.
I saw one of the Carolina Beat people down there tweeted about it, saying she had tried it, and they're like, describe
it. Were they
just
putting their fingers into the bowl and pulling
it out? I think he pulled out a little bit and put it on a plate, and people were picking at it. But he's like, she was asked to describe it, and she's like, I can't. So apparently it's unique. I don't know that I'll ever try it, but credit to them.
Unless I'm tricked. Which I hope I'm never tricked. My guy Christian in New Orleans always has me eating some weird food that I didn't know I was eating.
I don't think raccoon's going to be served up gourmet.
I don't believe that's the case. Hopefully Brennan's doesn't get any ideas. But unless I'm tricked, I can comfortably say I will die without ever eating a trash panda.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree on that.
So, Carolina-Tampa, 1 o'clock. Let's say the Bucks hold on and win. Washington's then playing for the clinch at home at night. For the first time since 2012, which is awesome.
It's great. It's going to be so much fun.
Beat the Falcons 11-5. You're in the playoffs. Place goes crazy. They're passing out.
By the way,
T-shirts and hats on the field, and they're partying in the locker room.
Would be the most wins in a season in my lifetime.
Yes, it would. Mine since I was in diapers. A little caveat, I guess, that there's now 17 weeks, but they would have done it.
They would have done it in 16.
So yeah. You can't hold that against them.
No.
It's an 11-5 season, which is amazing. So you got that. Now, they can still get to the 6th seed. Let's walk people through that.
So if you have if Green Bay loses, right, to Minnesota, you can clinch like we talked about there. But if Green Bay plays Minnesota on Sunday in the 425 window, so this could all play out too, that you could have already clinched your spot if Tampa loses. At 425, if Green Bay loses to Minnesota and then Washington wins, they leapfrog Green Bay and you're now the 6th seed, which would currently face the Rams.
So it should be noted that Tampa losing to Carolina is unlikely. Even though
Correct.
It's very possible, like you give it a 30-40% chance, whatever, unlikely. The Packers are supposed to lose to the Vikings. That should happen.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is really, really good. They're a pain in the butt to play. They're physical. They run the football. But they're playing as an 11-win team, a 13-win team, and they're playing a team higher ranked than them in the standings that actually has a chance tied for the one seed in the whole conference to end up getting a bye still. So that game is not a easy one to predict. It's also in Minnesota, which is all the more reason why the Packers may lose as underdogs. So if that happens like it should, the Commanders are a win over the Falcons away from controlling their own destiny to be the sixth seed with just a Week 18 win against the Dallas Cowboys.
And by the way, if you're Minnesota, you have everything to play for because you play Detroit in Week 18, which could decide the division, but you can give yourself maybe a little bit of buffer if you're able. I'm not quite sure how the records work out in the division and whatnot, but that Week 18 game probably ends up deciding the division there. But you want to win this one against Green Bay, and then if you look ahead to Week 18 for what Green Bay has, they've got Chicago, which they should be able to beat Chicago. Washington's going to have Dallas on the road, which I think Dallas has been frisky recently, but they're going to be without CeeDee Lamb. So a lot of some of these permutations for that sixth seed are going to come down to what happens this week. And if you just had to go on paper in terms of probabilities, the all likelihood is Tampa wins, so you have to clinch in Sunday Night Football. Minnesota wins in the 4 o'clock window. And then if Washington can beat the Falcons, you find yourself with the sixth seed going into Week 18, where you're not going to have to go on the road to Philadelphia in the first week of the playoffs.
Would be unbelievable. This to me is the path to them potentially ending their playoff drought that dates back to 2005. That is a 19-year non-playoff win run.
Real quick on that,
too. That they could end if they could get a playoff win this year. And to get to the sixth seed to play at a three seed like the Rams gives them a real chance to. That I think you don't necessarily have as the seventh seed against, say, Minnesota or Philly or Detroit or whatever.
You don't want to get ahead of yourself here, but the NFL reseeds, right? You're going to play the lowest seed if you're the one seed. If you end up as a sixth seed, and it's realistic that the Packers could go on the road to Philly and win, if they were to win, then you don't have to face the Lions in the divisional round, if that were to be the case. So getting up to that sixth seed, because if you stayed at the seventh seed right now, and say you go up to Philly and win, right, and you beat them 2 or 3 in the series, but you win the playoff game, then your next game's going to Detroit. You still don't feel good about that. If you were able to get up to the sixth seed and then the Packers win, you could avoid playing a Detroit or a Philadelphia all the way until an NFC championship game, right, if you could get that far. So, it doesn't just benefit you in that first matchup. It benefits you even going forward.
It's huge, no doubt. I mean, it would be massive for them to get up to the six. But even beyond looking at the second round and any of the permutations thereafter, it's the difference of playing one of the best teams in football and a pretty good Rams team.
Yes.
Like, that's what we're talking about. The Rams are aggressively fine. They're 9-6. They're very beatable. Matt Stafford could throw two picks in any game. Their O-line is up and down. It's just, to me, it's a different world of having to go to Detroit or to Philly, where you would be probably in a playoff game on the road, like a 5.5, 6-point dog or more, maybe 6.5, something like that, depending on the matchup, versus the Rams, where it might be 2.5 points. I mean, you're playing in an environment where they don't really have a home field advantage, in room temperature, essentially, at SoFi Stadium on carpet. Whereas in Philly, you might be playing in snow outdoors. It's going to be gross. You just don't know. You're going back to a place where you had your worst offensive game of the year, where Daniels played his worst game. Yes, you beat the Eagles, but it was after the Hurts injury, who will certainly be back. And that might even be, as arduous as what I just laid out is, like a better situation than if you're having to play the Lions at this point.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it goes from being where, like you said, 5.5-point dog going on the road to really a coin flip of going on the road to a Los Angeles Rams, where you feel like you've got a shot, you feel like your roster, the way that you're playing, maybe they're still better in terms of on paper because they've got guys like Cooper Kupp and whatnot. You feel like you still have a shot to go in there and win this thing. Not that you wouldn't with Philadelphia. And by the way, if I had to choose, I would love to face Minnesota. That's not going to be the case if you were going to be at the 7 seed and then be the 2 seed. That's probably not going to happen at this point. But I don't
just because of Darnold?
Just because you don't want to face the Lions or the Eagles, right? If you had to choose between them.
So I agree with that if Detroit's healthy. I mean, they are so banged up right now. They're without 15 players on defense.
It's bad.
I think that the best possible situation for Washington's offense is the Lions.
Sure.
Playing the Vikings and Brian Flores and one of the best pass rushing units in the league, that would worry me way more. Now, are the Vikings an easier team to try to beat than maybe the Lions in the playoffs? Possibly. But I still think Minnesota might be the one seed and get the bye anyway.
Yeah, and that's
I'd pick them to beat the Lions next week.
I think that'd be interesting to see. But if I had to choose, I would say the Vikings. But the point is, like, I also don't hate going to Philadelphia, Grant. I know it's a division foe, but you're familiar with them. And although the books are probably going to give you a 5.5, 6 point, you know, the spread, it feels more coin flip to me just because of the familiarity.
I mean, they just beat Philly. Weird circumstances, clearly. I'm not sitting here saying they'd beat them 7 out of 10 times.
But you also put 36 up when you had 5 turnovers.
Exactly.
What if you take away some of those turnovers, you put up 40 points, right? Like, it's not like they lost big-time dudes on defense throughout the course of the game. It kind of is what it is. And so you change a couple things around. Even if they have Hurts, maybe they put up 45 and still beat you. I still feel like going to Philly is more coin flip than big-time underdog.
Well, it's easy travel. Right up 95, and I'm always going to choose familiarity of an opponent in the division. To your point, that you've played 3 times. A stadium I've already played in this season. I was just in that locker room. I just went out on that field a little over a month ago at this point. I'm always going to choose that. But we should at least acknowledge really quickly the chance of still winning the division and having a home playoff game, which is very unlikely but possible. Here's what has to happen. Washington winning out, which if they beat Atlanta, they're probably going to. There's only then the Week 18 game against the Cowboys standing in your way. The Eagles will not likely, not certainly, but likely have Jalen Hurts this weekend. They are preparing to start Kenny Pickett, we have been told by all the reporters in Philadelphia. Schefter had this first thing this morning I saw as well. So they're playing the Cowboys, who are 7-8, could be a 500 team with a win. It's not like they've been cratering and caving in like everyone thought they were going
been
to.
Been playing better than some they did earlier in the season.
Absolutely. Mike McCarthy's doing a hell of a job. So Kenny Pickett led Philly. If they lose to the Cowboys next week, Washington beats Dallas, the Eagles would have to lose to the Giants, which I cannot see.
That's so tough.
I can't see that happening. But if somehow in Week 18 they lost to New York, the Commanders would win the NFC East at that point.
That'd be so wild. It'd be an incredible scenario. I don't see it happening. You can wish a little bit. I could see them losing to Dallas on Sunday, by the way, because of the fact that Pickett will have a full... Like, Pickett... Some people are, like, talking down on Pickett. I didn't think he played horribly, especially for a guy that wasn't getting reps. And I think you put him in there every single snap in a game and have him get all the reps during practice in a week. I think he can get the job done for Philly, who's better. But at the same point, Dallas has been playing really well. So if they lose to Dallas, I mean, the Giants before have screwed themselves out of a draft pick by winning in the final game of the season against the divisional foe. We've done it here, right? We've seen that happen. So I don't know. Maybe they get a little frisky and win something on the way out for some of those guys in New York.
Most likely the 7 seed, 6 seed, very possible. Need help from the Vikings this weekend. By the way, Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Packers have ruled out linebacker Quay Walker, safety Evan Williams, O-lineman Andre Dillard, and cornerback Jair Alexander.
I don't know what the heck is going on with Jair Alexander, by the way. He has been healthy. I don't quite get it. I don't know if he is healthy. I don't know if he's... I actually don't know. But
I don't think he'll be in Green Bay next year.
No.
But all of those guys out. There's no reason the Vikings shouldn't beat the Packers. And now you beat the Falcons, you are in the driver's seat for the 6 seed and a very favorable playoff matchup.
Also, a couple of guys missing for Tampa Bay, which we talked about the importance of the clinching there. No Kate Otten. No Antoine Winfield. Guys like that being out. I mean, they're still the better football team, but what you talked about, Carolina took them down to the brink the other night, or a couple weeks ago.
Everything's coming up Washington.
So
handle your business, boys.
Yes.
Under the lights at Northwest Stadium.